Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The End of Food, How the Global Food Economy is Failing Billions, is a nonfiction economic and policy analysis by Paul Roberts, published in the aftermath of growing concern about industrial agriculture, global trade, and food security. The book examines how the modern food system produces abundance while also creating fragility, inequality, and environmental strain. Roberts argues that the way food is grown, processed, transported, and consumed has become increasingly mismatched with the needs of a rapidly expanding world population. He pays particular attention to the pressures created by industrial farming, long supply chains, rising energy costs, and changing diets in emerging economies. Rather than treating food scarcity as a simple production problem, the book presents it as a systems problem shaped by economics, technology, logistics, and geopolitics. Its purpose is to explain why the global food economy is under stress, and why that stress matters for consumers, policymakers, and anyone concerned with sustainability and long-term food security. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how industrial food systems create efficiency at the cost of resilience. A central idea in the book is that modern food production is built for scale, not robustness. Roberts shows how industrial agriculture, centralized processing, and global distribution can deliver cheap food in large volumes, but only by depending on tightly coordinated inputs, such as fuel, fertilizer, transport, refrigeration, and complex supply chains. That efficiency makes the system productive in normal conditions, yet also vulnerable to disruption. The book does not argue that industrial methods are simply bad. Instead, it explains that their strengths come with structural weaknesses. When weather shocks, energy price changes, disease outbreaks, or transport failures occur, the same networks that make food abundant can quickly become unstable. This tension between productivity and fragility is one of the book's most important analytical points. It helps the reader understand that food security is not only about growing enough calories, but also about maintaining a system that can reliably move, store, and deliver those calories under changing conditions. Secondly, the hidden economic costs behind cheap food. Roberts repeatedly emphasizes that the apparent low cost of modern food can be misleading. Prices at the supermarket often exclude the broader costs of environmental degradation, energy use, soil depletion, water stress, and public health burdens. By focusing on the full economic picture, the book challenges the assumption that the market price of food reflects its real cost to society. This is especially important because cheap food encourages overconsumption, waste, and dependence on production methods that can be difficult to sustain over time. The book's analysis is strongest when it connects consumer behavior to upstream incentives if the system rewards volume and low prices above all else. Producers are pushed toward practices that may weaken long-term ecological and economic stability. Roberts does not present this as a moral argument alone. He frames it as a market failure, where costs are distributed across society rather than paid directly by buyers. That framing makes the book particularly useful for readers trying to understand why food prices, agricultural policy, and environmental problems cannot be separated from one another. Thirdly, Western dietary change and the pressure of rising meat consumption. One of the book's most important concerns is the impact of shifting diets, especially in rapidly developing economies. Roberts notes that as incomes rise, many populations adopt more meat-heavy, resource-intensive diets modeled on Western consumption patterns. This matters because animal protein requires far more grain, water, land, and energy than plant-based calories. The result is not only a greater strain on agricultural systems, but also a deeper link between food demand and resource competition. Roberts uses this trend to show that global hunger and food stress are not caused only by population growth. They are also shaped by what people eat and how food preferences change with affluence. This broadens the reader's understanding of food insecurity. The challenge is not merely feeding more people, but feeding them within ecological limits that may not support unlimited expansion of meat consumption. The topic gives the book its wider geopolitical significance, because dietary change in one region can affect land use, commodity prices, and resource allocation around the world. Fourthly, transportation, preservation, and the fragile logistics of global nourishment. Roberts treats food logistics as a defining feature of the modern era. Food today is not just produced, it is processed, stored, shipped, chilled, and regulated across enormous distances. That system allows year-round variety and international trade, but it also depends on advanced infrastructure and constant energy input. The book explains that preservation technologies, refrigerated transport, and global shipping have made the food supply more interconnected than ever. This interconnection is useful, yet it creates vulnerabilities because a failure in one part of the chain can affect availability elsewhere. Roberts's analysis is important because it shifts attention away from farming alone and toward the infrastructure that makes modern diets possible. He shows that food security is inseparable from transportation systems, fuel dependency, and industrial coordination. In this way, the book broadens the definition of agriculture itself. Food is not only grown in fields, it is also managed through networks of machinery, storage, and trade. The fragility of these networks is a major reason the book sees the global food economy as increasingly difficult to sustain. Lastly, food security as a geopolitical and policy problem, not just a technical one. The book's final major contribution is its insistence that food insecurity cannot be solved through technology alone. Roberts places food within a larger framework of trade policy, corporate concentration, government regulation, and international power. This makes the book more than a critique of farming methods. It is an argument about institutions. The global food system is shaped by political decisions about subsidies, exports, land use, transportation, and industrial standards, and those decisions often favor short-term stability over long-term resilience. Roberts suggests that the future of food depends on deliberate policy choices rather than blind confidence in markets or innovation. This is where the book becomes especially valuable for policymakers and informed general readers, because it shows why food problems are distributed across multiple sectors. Agricultural production, environmental limits, consumer demand, and geopolitical competition all interact. The result is a systemic challenge that requires coordination rather than isolated fixes. By presenting food as a matter of economics and governance, the book encourages readers to think beyond personal consumption and towards structural reform. In conclusion, The End of Food is best suited for readers who want a serious, systems-level explanation of why the global food economy is under strain. It will appeal to people interested in food policy, environmental economics, agriculture, sustainability, and the long-term stability of supply chains. The book is especially useful for readers who want more than a diet book or a simple critique of factory farming. Roberts connects production, trade, energy, logistics, and changing consumer demand into a single argument about systemic vulnerability. That broader scope is what distinguishes it from many books in the food and sustainability category. Rather than focusing narrowly on ethics or personal eating habits, it shows how economic incentives and infrastructure shape what reaches the table. Readers will gain a clearer understanding of why food can be cheap yet fragile, abundant yet unstable. They will also come away with a more realistic sense of the policy and ecological trade-offs built into modern agriculture. As a result, the book stands out as a rigorous, accessible account of food as a global economic system rather than a purely agricultural one. If you would like to support Paul Roberts, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast's description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.